In the summer of 2012, Denise Martin and her husband Bob were camping in the Essex countryside, about 50 miles east of London, and not far from the quaint vacation town of Clacton-on-Sea. Evening was just settling on the campground when Denise glimpsed something unsuspected through their bonfire smoke. The 52-year-old factory worker fished out her binoculars for a better look. "What do you make of that?" she asked her husband. He, too, peered at the tawny creature lolling in a field a few hundred yards away. "That's a lion," Bob said. For a time, they watched the beast, and it seemed to watch them back. Its ears twitched, and it started cleaning itself. Later, it ambled down a hedgerow. The couple's reaction was serene, even philosophical. "You don't often see something like that in the wild," Denise later told the Daily Mail. Others at the campsite took a less tranquil view. "Christ, that's a lion," a neighbor said to himself as he peered through Denise's binoculars. "It's a fucking lion," another man reportedly screamed and took off running for his camper. The cat, rumored to be as big as two sheep, soon disappeared into the night, and panic spread. Police sharpshooters converged on the country field. Zookeepers came armed with tranquilizer guns. Helicopters hovered ahead, deploying heat-seeking technology. The campground was evacuated, and the press arrived to chronicle the big game hunt. British Twitter exploded with news of the Lion of Essex. But nobody could find any trace of it. The Essex lion is what is known as a phantom cat, or to the cryptozoologically correct, an ABC, alien big cat. Like its many elusive brethren, the beast of Trowbridge, the Hallingbury panther, it's a kind of feline UFO, a strange visitation that's particularly common in parts of the former British Empire, England, Australia, New Zealand, where big cats no longer exist in nature, or never did. A few of the phantoms have been revealed as calculated frauds or legitimate escapees from exotic menageries, but often these patrolling panthers and leopards on the loose turn out to be something much more familiar. The common house cat, mistaken for the awesome relatives who he resembles in all but scale. So it is with the Lion of Essex, who was almost certainly just a burly orange pet named Teddy Bear. Teddy's owners, who were on vacation at the time of the lion hunt, suspected him as soon as they saw the evening news. "He's the only big gingery thing out there," they told the newspapers, and so the farcical safari was over. Yet perhaps the campers were not fools, but visionaries. Actual lions, after all, are no longer anything to fear, and many of us have come practically to pity the poor things. Remember the international outcry for Cecil, the Zimbabwean lion dispatched by a safari-happy Minnesota dentist. Former lords of the jungle, lions are now relics, ruling nothing. 20,000 holdouts barely hanging on in a few African preserves and a single Indian forest, dependent on our conservation money and our mercy. Their habitat shrinks each year, and biologists fear they may vanish by the end of the century. Meanwhile, the lion's little gesture of a cousin, once an evolutionary footnote, has become a force of nature. The global house cat population is 600 million and counting, and more of them are born in the United States every single day than there are lions in the wilderness. New York City's annual spring kitten crop rivals the wild tiger count. Worldwide, house cats already outnumber dogs, their great rival for our affections, by as many as 3 to 1, and their advantage is probably increasing. The tally of pet cats in America rose by 50% between 1986 and 2006, and today approaches 100 million. Similar population jumps are happening across the planet. The pet cat population of Brazil alone is climbing at the rate of 1 million cats per year. But in many countries, the quantities of owned cats are negligible compared to the burgeoning colonies of strays. Australia's 18 million feral cats outnumber the pets by 6 to 1. Wild and tame, homebound and footloose, these cats increasingly preside over nature and culture, the concrete jungles and the real ones beyond. They have seized control of cities, continents, even cyberspace. In many ways, they rule us. Through the billowing bonfire smoke, Denise Martin may have glimpsed the truth. the house cat, is the new king of beasts.